Well, as predicted in rugby league, the dominoes are rattling. The big names are starting to fall in the NRL's player market frenzy. And so far, the biggest losers, you'd have to say, are Parramatta. Reid Marnie has now joined Isaiah Papali'i and Murata Niokore in signing for somewhere else for 2023. Marnie will now be a bulldog in coming years. Papali'i heading to the West Tigers, Niokore off to the Warriors. So the Eels, who have re-signed their captain Clint Gutherson, are going to lose three very big stars after next season. Poor roster management. It's as simple as that. So what do the Eels do to stop the rot? Well, Junior Paulo must be priority number one right now. And what about his asking price? He's in the box seat. We're being told that discussions there are well and truly on. They'd want to get a move on. Has Parramatta spoken to Brandon Smith? The Cheese has been on tour. He stopped in at the Gold Coast, the Cowboys, the Dolphins. He's chatting to the Roosters. And, of course, the Storm will have the final say. So that's five clubs in the picture for Brandon Smith. But no word of the Eels being part of that rolling roadshow. Do they quickly start negotiations now? What can Parramatta do? Who can they sign next to stop the exodus? And if you're a Parramatta fan, what's it going to be? What's it going to take for you to go, okay, we're back in this. We're not losing faith completely, because it seems that everybody's trying to jump ship at the moment. 0457 736 736 or 1300 01 1170 on the open line. And with Christian Welsh now committing to the Melbourne Storm until 2025, how much of all this could we call the reverse Wayne Bennett effect? Now, there was the line of thought, and I certainly share it, that Bennett and the Dolphins, and Bennett in particular, would be the key to who ended up where. But think of the players the Dolphins have missed out on already. Welsh, now off the table. Pat Carrigan, Papali'i, Viliame Kikau, Marnie now off the table. Big Tino staying at the Gold Coast. Brandon Smith, unsure. Has it been the reverse effect here? Players getting snapped up quick on big dollars because clubs want to get in quick before Bennett and the Dolphins pounce. It's a player market that's as active as we've ever seen. So tell me, who's been the biggest winners when it comes to signing players, and who's been the biggest loser? Let me know on the text line, 0457 736 736, or the open line this morning here on The Morning Show, 1300 01 1170.